Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III, a Bible teacher at LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Identifying and Countering Deception series. And this one is entitled, Believing a Lie Can Kill Us. In the 1970s, many experimented with LSD, a popular psychedelic drug. It caused users to experience strange mental fantasies. Some even believed they were butterflies and jumped out of windows to their deaths. Believing a lie can kill us. Adam and Eve believed the serpent's lie that disobedience to God's clear command would not result in death. Believing and acting upon that lie killed them and introduced death into the human race. Jesus taught that Satan's mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's in John 10:10. Our Lord's purpose, on the other hand, is to provide us with a rich and satisfying life. The only way we can have the latter is by believing the truth of the gospel message and declaring our allegiance to the one called the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Satan's lies always lead us down a destructive path. He is never satisfied unless he can destroy what God has created. His main weapon is lying. Jesus called him the father of lies, stating that no truth resides in him at all. John 8:44 says, "For you are the children of your father the devil." Now he was talking to the Pharisees here. And he said again to them, "And you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." The New Living Translation. If we've been paying attention, we have observed that lying has become an art form in the mainstream media, big tech, big medicine, big pharma, and our government. And it's not the sort of lying that we have always known. In the past, politicians have always been dishonest, saying that what they think we want to hear in order to secure our vote while having no intention of following through. Today, however, the lies we are told in some cases are much more sinister. For example, we were told that there was no help against COVID except the government's, quote, safe and effective, end of quote, experimental vaccine. The safe and affordable interventions discovered by some doctors were maligned and resisted, resulting in the deaths of many whose lives could have been saved by using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. When the so-called mRNA vaccine was rolled out without going through safety trials, our government, doctors, the mainstream media, and big tech all collaborated in promoting the big lie that nothing could go wrong. Many who believe this lie are now dead as a result of various reactions, myocarditis, immune system malfunctions, blood clots, and runaway cancers. And we do not yet know what the long-term side effects the jabs may have. Yes, believing a lie can kill us. Not only are we being inundated with medical lies, we are now having transgenderism rammed down our throats by the government and a complicit media. No amount of lying to ourselves about what gender we are can change the gender God gave us. surgery, hormone therapy, and pretending cannot transform anyone at the chromosomal level. We are who God made us to be. Suicide among those who have tried to change their genders is through the roof. And I quote, data indicate that 82% of transgender individuals have considered killing themselves, and 40% have attempted suicide, with suicidality highest among transgender youth. And in the written version, I give you the link. Believing a lie can ruin our lives and kill us. Now, it is one thing to destroy our physical lives, which are going to end eventually anyway, and quite another to destroy our eternity. One of the devil's favorite lies is to tell people that there is no God and no ultimate accountability to anyone but ourselves for what we do with our lives. Believing this lie will ruin us in eternity. The Bible says that only a fool believes that there's no God, Psalm 14:1. Fools can be extremely intelligent and well-educated, by the way. When any of us abandon God's truth and cease having a proper respect and awe for our Creator, we become biblical fools. Jesus told us that God hides himself from the arrogant, but reveals himself to the humble. Matthew 11:25 reads, then Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I am thankful that you have hidden these things from those who are so wise and so smart, but you have shown them to people who are like little children. That's the easy-to-read version. Multitudes of those who smugly trust in their own intelligence have rejected God and doomed themselves to hell. No amount of believing that there is no God or hell can save us from the truth. Jesus said in Luke 12:4-5, dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he's the one to fear. That's the New Living Translation. These words from our Lord tear down another favorite lie of the devil. Many have fallen for the idea that God is so loving, he would never consign someone to hell. What right do we have to declare that another person is wrong, since God approves of everyone and everything they do? Paul warned us that in the last days, people will not be open to the truth, but will gravitate towards those who teach them what they want to hear. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. New Living Translation. The truth will stand on its own two feet. God's truth is embodied in a person who is the truth, our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. When we believe a lie, it is a form of idolatry. Lies are intended to destroy us, but the truth will set us free. Jesus told his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. New American Standard Bible. Jesus is the truth. When we invite him to be Lord of our lives, the Holy Spirit, who is also called the Spirit of Truth, John 14:17, comes to live inside us. The Bible says that he will guide us into all truth, John 16:13. One way he does this is by opening our understanding to the truth found in the Bible, God's Word. John 17:17. Only those who love God's truth can be saved. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12, this man, the Antichrist, will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles, and he will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies, and then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. New Living Translation. Satan has been allowed to test humanity with deception to reveal those who love God's truth. It will probably only get worse as we draw closer to the end. Make the decision to become a lover of truth and a follower of Jesus, who is the truth. Here's a prayer you may wish to pray right now. Jesus, please forgive me for rejecting you in the past. I now come to you and acknowledge that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Forgive me for embracing lies and trying to live apart from you. I ask you to come into my life right now. I declare allegiance to you. Holy Spirit, please help me to live for Jesus every single day for the rest of my life here on earth. Thank you for the gift of eternal life and the promise of being with you forever. Father God, thank you for accepting me into your eternal family. I want to know you and your amazing love in an ever-increasing way, and use me to help others come to know you too. Amen. Thank you for listening today. God bless you.